Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, we finally find some people who actually qualify for refugee status.
Yeah.
And the Democrats want to send them home.
Well, of course they do.
So here's what's been going on at our border, the 20 million that Biden let in. They said, hey, we qualify for refugee status. We know that somewhere between 92 and 95% of them will not. When Trump was president last, he said, okay, we will hear your case, but you got to stay on the Mexican side of the border. What changed with Biden is Biden said, nah, come on in, wait here. We'll see if you're refugees, all of you. Almost none of them are. And to be a refugee, your government has to be trying to kill you, either for your religion, your political beliefs, or just something intrinsic about you. Maybe it's, you know, they're doing some sort of genocide. They want to eliminate people of a certain tribe, something like that. It was supposed to be very hard to get. In fact, it was only created to attract Soviet dissidents. I thought there'd be 9 or 10 a year to take the risk on their life and flee communism, come here, and hopefully unload a lot of information we might like to have. That was the whole point of it. It's for the worst of the worst cases, not for Joe Biden to open the border and say everyone who thinks they might be a refugee can wait here, and most of them are not. But by then you're here 7 years, they've already got you on welfare. Okay, you know the story. So when you look at these South African families who are white, I don't understand what that has to do with anything. 4,000 South African farmers and farm workers, family members, have been murdered since 1994 in South Africa, and their land has been taken from them. This has been going on for a long time. And by the way, I got that stat from the New York Times. They're all now pretending they don't know any of this. They didn't report it. And the murders are brutal. I mean, we're talking axe butchery. Men, women, children, they don't care. If you look at the picture from the arrival of the 45 families, Lee, a lot of who actually hit the ground, was on the ground, it's women and children. You need to be here. I hope we bring them all. These are true, actual refugees. Haven't seen any true, actual refugees fleeing persecution in a long time, but these people absolutely fit the bill. And Democrats are going wild. Why are they going wild? By the way, did you see this? They're going so wild that the Episcopal Church, which makes a lot of money off human trafficking, completing the illegal immigrant, trafficking cycle, they've helped to move millions. They make money from the federal government to do it. They were complaining just in recent weeks because they're having to lay people off since there aren't any more illegals for them to move into the country. We're asked to handle the contract for the South Africans, refugees, mm-hmm. And now they're refusing. You want to know why?
Yeah,
point blank, they say because they're white. Yeah. It's because they're white specifically, and that, quote, in light of our church's steadfast commitment to racial justice, we are not able to take this step.
So I guess their idea of racial justice is a one-way street.
Absolutely. It does not matter if by owning a farm that's been in your family for generations in South Africa, you are positioned to be murdered. it doesn't matter. But by the way, there's a political party in South Africa. They actually ran a candidate. They're in the parliament, and they have seats in parliament, but they actually ran a candidate. He did not win to be the leader of the country, but he openly campaigned on white genocide, using those words, white genocide. That's what he called for. And he continues, as does his party, to encourage the mob to take back land from white landowners violently by killing them. He's very specific about it. I mean, it's not, there's nothing hidden about it. And Elon Musk has tweeted a lot of that stuff because he's from South Africa. Yeah. And so Trump's taking these people. So what, I mean, what is going on with this? Why are the Democrats going so wild? Because the unspoken deal between the Democrats and Republicans for a very long time was that Republicans can import all of the cheap labor that they want for tax evasion purposes, because that's a crime, but that's what it is. They can import all the cheap labor they want, including through illegal immigration, as long as the people being imported will one day vote Democrat. That is the unspoken deal. This violates that, and that's why Democrats are going wild. They think these people might one day not vote Democrat, and they cannot allow Trump to begin binging in people like this. Let me give you another example of what I'm talking about. We could get coders, engineers, and middle managers from anywhere on earth. Highly qualified. We really should have, if we're taking them at all on B visas, we should have a diverse pool of people from all kinds of countries, right? Maybe representative, balance a little bit. No, we take them all from India. Why? Because Indians vote Democrat. Majority votes Democrat. That is why. We have plenty of other countries that we could be getting people from, but no.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And so that has been the grand bargain. It goes back to the time of Bush. Republicans can have their cheap labor as long as we're building a complete dictatorship for the Democrat Party through votes. This violates that. And that's why they're screaming bloody murder. Let me give you another example of what I'm talking about. What we did, what Obama did with Syria was absolutely horrible. We took all the Syrian refugees. What people did not understand was that the people Obama was taking, they were the Wahhabist Sunni Muslims. They were the ones killing the Christians and selling their women as sex slaves on the square. That's what they were doing after the takeover of that country. Instead of taking the Christians, the sex slaves, and the women and the children who were absolutely brutalized, we took the slave masters. That's who we took. We took the Sunni Muslims who had conquered part of Syria, their Muslim brotherhood, and we let them into America. And it was brilliant what the Democrats did, because Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate of any other group of people on earth. 92%. That's why they took them. And so they would use the atrocities in Syria to say we need to take Syrians, but they pretty much boxed out the Christians. Why? They were afraid they'd vote Republican. That's the grand bargain. That's been how it is. Trump is breaking that bargain. And the reason they're screamingly is because the bargain has always been with Republicans, so Democrats feel it's unfair. Trump's going back on that. And that's what this fight represents. Even though it's only 45 families, they're afraid he'll bring all 4.5 million. I say, good, bring him. We'll finally have actual refugees who are in danger of being slaughtered. Now, in all fairness, to the Democrats, the slaughter has gone down some. We're not killing 1,200 to 1,500 a year anymore. We're killing about 150, brutally. But they're taking their land, and they take it violently. And these people really have nowhere to go. And I actually know somebody who is from there and just came back from there not too long ago. I was talking to him, and he was saying he's never seen anything like the way that it is in South Africa right now. It's actually the husband of someone who works here. He's a really cool guy. Came here on a soccer scholarship and has loved it and stayed. And he was saying, look, I mean, just to move around in that country, the security situation has deteriorated to the point that you need armed guards that are paid. There are only certain places you can go to in that country. You cannot deviate. You cannot go down a side street. You will be killed. Everything is behind walls. Like if you want to go grocery shopping there, for instance, there'll be a heavily armed man standing in the parking lot. You have to make sure to pay him if you expect to be able to come back out and get in your car. But he says the prices are so cheap there that it works out, even though you have to pay for security everywhere you go. This is South Africa, and this is what the media is not telling you. It's, you know, it's a very, very dangerous place.
Yeah, big surprise. We only get part of the story from the American media. Yeah.
So, you know, and we've been talking to him for years. He's probably listening to the show right now. He listens a lot to the show. Maybe he's not. I don't know. But and he, you know, they go there every year, every couple of years because his family's still there. And it has been amazing the deterioration that he's describing to us last time my husband and I talked to him. That it's just that, you know, his mom insists on staying because it's where she's from. It's where she was born. She's a citizen. But it is very, very dangerous there. And there is just this, the map of places you can go, even as a tourist, is shrinking. And the people who live there truly have nowhere to go. But this isn't about any of that or the fact that they will eventually be killed. It's not about any of that. At a minimum, they're going to have their land stolen from them. And if you don't have that, you can't live in safe areas. You've got to have means in order to live in. By means, I mean just being middle class, basically. You've got to have that. But this is not what this is about, Lee. What this is about is this, again, ending the grand bargain and beginning to take diverse sets of people who will keep the civic balance in America. We're not going to just take millions of Democrats and everybody else gets locked out automatically. That's what this fight's about. 45 families are going to make a difference. It's the change in the mentality that they're fighting. What if we took coders from Slovakia? No, can't do that. They're white. They might vote Democrat. I did not go vote Democrat. Got to be Indian. Why? They vote Democrat. Indians stop voting Democrat. They'll find coders from a country that votes Democrat in the majority. That's how that goes. A good example of this is Asians with the Democrats. Democrats were very big on bringing in Asians because they would vote Democrat in the majority. As they have shifted over time to voting more Republican, Democrats have begun discriminating against them. They don't want them here. So that's how it goes. And Trump's just getting them used to the idea of, no, we're going to go back to taking actual refugees from places where they're really being killed. Whereas the people on our border or trying to break into the country have very sad stories, including those suffering from natural disasters. But, you know, if you're Haitian, you've had a natural disaster, your economy's collapsed, that does not qualify you as a refugee. It does not. Your government has to be trying to kill you, or people have to be trying to kill you inside your country. These Afrikaners meet that definition perfectly.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.